Thank you. Erica, I know I woke you up, but I need you to wake up, okay? I need you to dial in the Blog Talk, and I need you to give that testimony of what happened to you in the car. Can you do that? Okay. It's your day. Number is 319-527-6068 and press 1, and I will see you. God had me up all night long going over that testimony in my heart and my mind. I'm going to tell you what that testimony did for me, all right? I need you to give that testimony. I'm looking for you. Hang up, call in the blog. All right, bye.
Okay.
But your mic is open. I can hear you, and the Blog Talk audience can hear you.
Yes, ma'am.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Father God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God, for blessing me this morning, for being around the faith-filled people. Not only do they love you, but Lord God, they're faithful to you. They're faithful to you, God. And Father, that is something that only you can make. Only you, God, can make a person faithful to you. And I thank you this morning for allowing me to share in your goodness. Brothers and sisters, good morning. I love that song. That's a new song by Eddie James. And the whole song, the whole album is about the blood of Jesus. The whole album. But the blood saved me. Anyway, listen. This morning, I have a TED liner. How long have you been listening to the TED liner?
For probably at least 3 years.
Now, this is somebody that has been listening to the TED line for 3 years. And how many times did you say you tried to call me? Would you say just offhand?
Oh, well, maybe about seven times.
Oh, seven times. Okay. I remember this lady calling me crying with joy. And then I find out that was you. Yesterday, God told me to return this call because I've been kind of like not really ministering to anybody, just kind of waiting on God and going through this thing that I've been going through for the past couple of months. But I want you to hear this testimony, but I also want to tell you that as of yesterday, from the moment the battle began with the Jose Jessica mess, I am now re-registered. I had my domain names. You see that that spirit I told you about yesterday, that's a bad demon. And that's what they tried to use against me. They didn't even know it. They just thought it was witchcraft. But God had to show me what Satan was trying to do. So anyway, as of this morning, fully registered. Fully registered. The defilement that came with the tail line, don't even worry about it, because this is the point God had to get me at in order to proceed with the level and the degree of compassion. Compassion is built. Compassion is formed in a person. I am there. It's registered with the state. It's registered with the Fed. And I knew God could do it in about 45 days. And he did. He did it. He did it. I put everything under the blood, including myself. I put myself under the blood. I came to God straight. I said, God, judge me. Judge me. And if I'm not right, straighten me out. Judge me. Brothers and sisters, I put myself under the blood. As of today, August the 9th, 2022, I will fill you in under which name, and now I can phase completely out of all the defilement. Donna took time to really look at that thing and really get the revelation of it. I'm going to teach it again. I think I'm going to teach it again on Saturday, and I'm going to break it down to you. I'm going to do a forensic study over the witchcraft they tried to do to me and how they tried to possess my name. They tried to possess. You see, the Bible say witches hunt souls. Witches hunt souls. They tried to take my soul. They tried to take my name. They tried to take everything that God had given me through his goodness over 30 years. But you know what? I'm going to tell you something. The devil is still crazy. And he makes people crazy. And he makes people think that they can just straight up take something. You know the one thing? I'm a real soldier. Now, they probably have done that to a lot of people and used that old witchcraft spirit to intimidate. I'm not intimidated because you can't kill me if I'm already dead. You see what I'm saying? I'm dead in Christ, which makes me alive in God. But I knew I had to take my time, and I had to strategically deal with one issue at a time, because they came at me from so many different ways. You see, when a person can get in your space, so to speak, and put something toxic and poisonous in your body, they pretty much have you. And you can pretty much believe this is not the first time they've done it. But God say, vengeance is mine. I shall recompense. And I stood on that word of God, and I'm still standing on it. Put myself under the blood, and I'm still standing. I'm still standing. So I get this call. I don't know. I think I called. Did I call you? I called you, didn't I?
Yes, ma'am. I had.
Go ahead.
I sent a text through your new website asking about the chairs.
That's what happened. You were the first. No, you were the second. The first text. But guess what? The first text through the website came from Texas, and the second text on the website came from Texas. Man, I know God's going to do something great in Texas, and we're going to be in it. Okay, go ahead.
Well, of course, I listen to the I listen to your podcast. Well, I listen to it through podcast, and I had been listening to it at home, and I was coming up my stairs, and as I was coming up my stairs, I turned my head to look at my son, and when I turned my head, it's like I went outside of my body and I could see something behind me, and I turned my head quicker than it did. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have a demon. And I wasn't sure what it was, where it came from. It didn't matter. So what I did is I was on my way to go get some food for my children. So when I jumped in the car, I turned the podcast back on. And when I turned it on, you were saying something in regards to being delivered. And I cannot remember which prayer it was you were praying. But like I said, whenever you pray your prayer, it doesn't matter if I feel like I have it or not, or my children. I pray it regardless over me, my children, and both of our bloodlines, no matter what it is. So when I got in the car, well, let me back up a little bit. When I had been trying to contact you, the Lord started to deal with me, and he was like, you don't need to talk to her. You can do deliverance on your own, just like she said. And so I believe when I was calling, he was blocking me because he wanted me to go to him and not somebody. And he's always dealt with me in that way. He's always spoke to me directly. And so when at that time when I was driving, I was speaking the prayer and I was in agreement. And then all of a sudden, I started to vomit and throw up mucus and all this to the point where I couldn't drive the car. So I had to pull over in a parking lot, put it in park, and then as it was coming up, I was still claiming the prayer and I was saying what you were saying. And it happened for about 10 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes. And then I ended up, by the time I got to where I was going, I was able to get back on the road, it started coming up again, and I pulled over. So the Lord was delivering me right then from, and I wish I could remember the prayer it was that you prayed and what it was specifically. But after that, I never saw it again. And that's not the first time it's happened that you've said a prayer, and that's happened to me as well.
And what was the conclusion that you told me yesterday about God? You
that I know he's real. That I know that he's right. You only need him. He can deliver you. He told me years ago, stop looking for people to help you. Let me help you. You can get it directly from me. And I said, he's real. I know he's real. And I know he loves me because he does it all by himself. So I knew it was a reason why he didn't let me speak with you. He wanted to do that work in me to show me again. All you need is me. I can deliver you from whatever it is that you need to be delivered from.
Okay, let me correct you here on one thing. All you need is him. But you needed me to write them prayers that he had given me to come on this podcast and to say what he said. You see what I'm saying? We need people.
No, ma'am. Ma'am.
I'm in agreement with you. But if somebody else out here listening will get this wrong, because the devil will tell them, you don't need nobody. You don't need nobody.
Ma'am.
They don't know how much time you spend with him. They don't know how many hours you spend in his word. They don't know that. But all they hear and you say is, God told her she didn't need Sister Erica. But guess what? She needed Sister Erica to be on this podcast. She needed Sister Erica. And it could be Brother Bob, or Brother Billy, Sister Ann. But you see, you need God's servant to facilitate God's word, and then you must take that word in your heart, and you have the responsibility to trust God and believe God.
Yes, ma'am. That is definite. That is absolutely correct. I needed you to bring forth those prayers so I could pray them as well and apply them to my life.
Mm-hmm. And they worked, didn't they?
Yes, ma'am. It worked. It's worked over and over again. Yes, ma'am. That's not the only testimony I have as well.
Brothers and sisters, we need Jesus' help. And we need each other. We need each other. You know why? Because the more we are in agreement with each other, the more the power of God has the freedom to flow. And the more the power of God has the freedom to flow, the stronger and mightier you become in Christ, and the more you're able to help somebody else. See, that thing, it goes around. It goes around. That's why somebody's going to need this sister right here to facilitate for God so that God can work through her the same way God can use her to work through them the same way God worked with her. Are you following me this morning? Don't let the devil trick you. The Bible says, how can the little toe tell the lips, I don't need you? The Bible says, we're one body of Christ, fitly joined together. The devil's biggest trick is to isolate you. It's to isolate you. Get you off by yourself. That's why they call that liar lion, other than the lion of the tribe of Judah. The lion is a predator. He picks off the weakest one in the pack or the group or the whatever. But I wanted you all to hear this testimony. And I really, really, when I listened to, when I called her yesterday and I heard Jesus, don't you think I'm one of these people, I'm listening for God 24/7. And I know that he speaks through each and every one of us.
Yes, hallelujah.
But you got to be listening. And you got to be in anticipation of God speaking to you. And you can't be scared. Scared of what, Erica? Like, remember, see, my sister here? I know she's strong enough to take the truth. If she's been listening to this podcast for 2 years, she can take the truth. But some of you can't take the truth. You act like you can't anyway. And as long as you can't, you're going to remain bound. I'm trying to live this life to make heaven, not to make any person happy. But this is what the enemy tried to block. It ain't me personally. It's the Spirit of God. It's the anointing for deliverance.
Hallelujah.
It's the anointing for spiritual freedom. And you know the real thing he's trying to block? It's the anointing for restoration. It's the anointing to bring you back to all of your inheritances in Christ from God by the Holy Spirit that you're supposed to have. Because you got to be delivered from in order to be delivered into. Delivered from darkness into what? His marvelous light.
Yeah.
What is the light? It's his goodness.
Yeah.
It's his goodness. And you know what? From being in this ministry, you know now the devil can't kill. Did you hear what I said? You know the devil can't kill you. Because if he could have killed anybody, he would have killed me. I drank poison. I lived with Satan in my own house for over, 4 or 5 years? I fought and overcome mind control. I mean, serious mind control. The devil doesn't come around you because he has what he needs to defeat you with. He come around you to learn what you got. He can steal from you and defeat you with what you already got. Dumbest thing I ever heard. But yet it works. It works because men and women, well, Peter told you over there in 2 Peter 1:3. Do you feel like 2 years later, how do you feel after being on this podcast 2 years, never being in the chat room, never coming until now? How do you feel in your inner man? Tell me how you feel in your inward man.
Can you hear me?
No, I can't. I can hear you now,
okay.
Though.
I mean, there's been such a major change in me and my life and how I even view God, that I feel like a completely different person. I feel like I have gone to the depths with the Lord that I could not even imagine. It has changed my children. It has helped me straighten out my lifestyle, my way of thinking, my way of walking. It's just been miracle after miracle.
Mm-hmm.
In the inside and on the outside.
Praise God. And we'll tell them what God did for you yesterday, but we don't want to talk about that right now, okay? Because we don't want to mention your name or anything other than yours. And I didn't even mention your name, and I'm not going to, because a name is not important. The name that is important, and the only name that's really important, is the name of Jesus.
Yes, Jesus. Ma'am.
Jesus did it for you. Jesus brought you through that pain, that misery, and that agony. And
exactly,
Jesus. Beginning to bless you. Because he blessed
Hallelujah.
You out of that bondage. And he just finished. You see, brothers and sisters, sometimes
Lord.
In order for you to possess
what
God has for you, you must be brought out of your geographical surroundings. Even if it's only out for a minute or two, even if it's only out for a little while, just that one breath, hallelujah, that one breath of freedom goes a long way. A long way. That one time when you can laugh from the inside to the outside goes a long way. That one time when you feel your body raise up out of whatever it was that had to come out of, or whatever it was that had to come out of you, you know it. Ain't no guesswork about it. And you can breathe. You can breathe that breath of life, which comes only from Jesus. Oh, my God. What a joy, what a joy. And then when you realize, like I said on that website, it's good and it's permanent. It's not going to go away. It ain't no temporary hyped up, and then when the hype go from up to down like a manic depressive or something. You're not supposed to live like that. The kingdom of God is righteousness, right standing with God, peace, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, and joy, the joy of the Lord, which becomes your strength, which becomes your entryway into a continual flow of the goodness of God and all that that contains.
Hallelujah.
So I want y'all to get this right. You need people. But it's the right kind of people you need, because their anointing connects with your anointing, and it's called the corporate anointing. In unity, oh, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. I know it felt good when you had an opportunity to sit down with another believer and smile and laugh.
Yes.
And take in the goodness. And you can look around and say, my God, if God can do this for anybody, he can do it for me too. And not say that with one covetous spirit. Not say that with one ounce of lust. Not say that with 1 ounce of perversion. But you can say that out of your inward man because you know that you know that you know it's the truth. It's the truth. Make you say, God, you know what? I've been suffering like this needlessly. Thank you for opening up the eyes of my understanding in a godly way, in a holy way, in a righteous way. And what you say then, and what takes you over then, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, I might not be where I'm going to be, but I can tell you one thing. I sure feel good where I'm at right now. Help me. Help me. Help me get to where I've got to be, God. I need your help. And then when you acknowledge that, you find out you ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't experienced nothing yet. Because then you begin to flow in the awesomeness of God. But you got to flow through the blood to get there.
Think about it, savior of the whole world. salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify, you know he's awesome, man.
$1 million is no money nowadays. People talk in billions. And some of us ain't never even had $100,000. That's sad. But you need to repent. You know why? Because God uses men and women on this earth. I'm so glad God told me to have this sister come on this morning. Because this is something you need to deal with. Because everybody that has ever had a demon have a rebellious nature and they have a rebellious spirit. So God wants me to tell you something this morning. You see, now listen to what I'm going to say and don't get it crazy. Jesus needed somebody. And he was who? God. I said, Jesus needed somebody to fulfill and accomplish his mission on earth, Jesus needed somebody. Do you know who he needed? And don't you ever forget it. He needed God his Father. And he needed God his Holy Spirit. And then down here on earth, he needed to teach, train those 12 disciples in order that the will of God be accomplished on earth as it is in heaven. You gonna need somebody. And you need to repent for that lying devil telling you you don't need nobody. God knew that man needed relationship when he first formed Adam out the dust. God created man so that he could have relationship with man. Relationships are important to God. You need somebody. Don't let the devil trick you. There's somebody out here that is already been ordained to help each and every one of us on earth out of our dilemmas. So every time you say, God told me I don't need nobody but him, you just boxing yourself in. You just opening up a spirit of containment against yourself. We need a whole lot of people. Ask anybody that is successful in that MLM stuff. They're successful because they learn one thing. 1 + 1 = 2. They learn how to multiply using the God principle. 1 can put 1,000 to flight. 2 can put what? 100,000. You need somebody. When you lay in your bed and you lonely at night, and not about sex, but just having somebody to talk to. Relationships are big with God. That was a lesson that I had to learn the hard way. And that's a lesson some people still don't know. Now, what makes the difference is the quality and the quantity and the agreement of the people you allow yourself to come into agreement with. That's why God says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? You need somebody to pray the prayer of agreement with you for just about anything to take place here on this earth. And the Bible said God sent them out in what? Twos. He's God. He could have sent them out alone. As a matter of fact, he was going to send Abraham alone. He calls you. He calls you alone. And then he causes you. Remember, he calls you, and then he causes you to surround yourself by like-minded believers who have done what? Who have done the same thing you supposedly have done. It's all right there in the book of Romans, chapter 12. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might do what? That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and everyone members of another. Many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teaches on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind, one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thy enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Brothers and sisters, this is what I want you to do this morning. I want you to repent. And I want you to ask God for taking on that lie. You need brothers and sisters on this earth. You need men and women. But what you need is you need the ability to discern. And then you got to understand that God don't have to show you everybody. Because there are things that you got to go through. Why? Because they're going to make you strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. But I want you to get rid of that thing that the devil tell you, one, you have to isolate. No, you don't. When you isolate, you set yourself up as living prey for the predator demons. When you say, I don't need nobody, that's pride. You need somebody. You can't write yourself out a check for $1 million and go to the bank and cash it unless it come out of somebody's account. You know you don't have it in yours to write yourself a check to get it out. You know you don't have the perfect nothing. Present your body as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Your reasonable acts are going to be fulfilled through somebody. You either helping somebody or somebody helping you. Help, Lord. And remember something. It ain't all about you. It could be your children. It could be your mama. It could be your daddy. They're people too, aren't they? I want you to ask the Lord to deliver you from any hidden anger that would have made you say, I'm signing off on people. I know I've been there with you. I'm there. I'm not far from there right now. And as hard as it may seem, you got to do it. I know some people who's still mad because the Lord took their child home. They still grieving. They ain't recognized the beauty. You can't. What did they tell King David? They say, you over here grieving about Absalom. You forgot about us. You forgot how much harm he has done to us. But you grieving because he was your son. He was horrible. I'm just giving you a Bible example there. But I want you today to ask the Lord. I want you to bring all that under the blood. You're still mad on the inside for all the damage that you think is irreparable that your spouse did to you. It is not irreparable, but if you look back, how many hours did you put in asking God to save that person? Most people are the way they are because ain't nobody took time to pray and ask God to save them. And half the people confessing salvation are not saved. Because you can't say you saved and transgress the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Bow your heads this morning and say, Jesus, help me. You know everything about what's going on in my heart. You know everything about what's going on in my will. Why I'm having a hard time in my will. You know everything about why I'm having a hard time in my intellect, my intelligence. Quote, ego. Help me, Jesus. Help me. Help me. I want to change. I've got to have your mind. I've got to have your heart. I need your level of compassion. Help me. Help me. Help me, Jesus. I guarantee you, brothers and sisters, he will. He will. But you got to come clean. I didn't really know which way God was going. I just know he said, do what I tell you to do, I ask you to do. You see, some of you haven't even recognized and thanked him for all the changes he's brought about in your life. He done answered so many prayers. And you said, yeah, and went on about your business like he had to do it. No, no, no. He did it because his compassions fail not. He did it because God loves Jesus. And he sent Jesus to love you. And Jesus sent the Holy Spirit with the power to cause it all to come about according to the plan and the purpose of God. Why don't you ask him this morning to help you? He wants to, and he will. Like somebody said to me, highlight, if you allow him, on that website. I say he will, because God is a prayer answering God. And he's going to answer your prayers. But you're going to have to place him. You're going to have to place his will above your will. And then you're going to have to enter into what? Something you got to enter into. What is it called? Gladness. Gladness. This Captain Shepherd, first name Erica. I'm glad I've got Jesus, aren't you?
Let me hear all, let me hear all y'all at one time. Listen.
Is anybody got Jesus?
I got Jesus.
Is anybody got Jesus?
want to grab your paper towel real quick. I can't wait for you. I got to go. I thought I was gone. The Lord said, you got to get that spirit. Okay? Wherever you are all over this world this morning, I want you to renounce that spirit of rejection. That's rejection. That's rejection. I'm going to reject you before you have an opportunity to reject me. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. I bind up all spirits of rejection and all supporting spirits of rejection. I command you to seed and the root. Go! Get out, rejection. Go, rejection. Come on out. Loose your stronghold of rejection. Get out. Get out. Breathe it out. Cough it out. Go, rejection. Rejection will trick you. Cause you to miss out on the goodness of God. Go, every spirit of rejection. I command the seed and the root. Up and out. Go, rejection. Get out. Loose your stronghold, rejection. Go, get out. Come on out, rejection. Loose God's people and let them go. Go, rejection. Come on out. Every supporting spirit of rejection, schizophrenia, go! Get out. Evil voices, go! Get out. Come on out, rejection. Go! Get out. Get out. Every spirit, sin-based, through rejection, up and out. Up and out. Go! I can't have. You won't have. Go, rejection. Loose your stronghold and come out. The seed and the root of rejection. Go! Get out. Go! Low self-esteem, no self-esteem, no self-value. Low self-value. Go! Get out. Traveling with rejection. Rejection from the womb. Go! Come on out. Come out. Every spirit that came in by trafficking through a cursed womb. Go! Causing rejection. Get out! Go! All the way out. All the way out. Up and out in the name of Jesus. Go! All the way out, rejection. Go! Every spirit that has caused you to look back, act back, go back, and think backwards. Go! Loose the mind. Loose the mind and get out. Go! All the way out. Go! In the name of Jesus. We're children of the King. Our Father, which art in heaven, holy is your name. Go, every unholy, unclean, go! Spirit that causes you to act back, think back, look back, and go back. Go out. All the way out and come out of the feet. Go! I break that curse off the feet right now. The spike, the nail. When Jesus was on the cross, went through the feet so that no curses. The feet were redeemed. by the blood of the Lamb. Go off the feet. That curse resting in the ear, somebody's left ear. Go! I break your power right now. Loose that ear. Come out of those eyes. Go! Go in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Somebody been attacked in the area of your strength. That old fatigue devil. I destroy the seed, the fruit, the work, the acts, the thoughts, the deeds, and the very intent launched against the strength. Go! Causing weakness in the body. Get out! Go! Right now. In the name of Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord over the whole body. Go out. All the way out. Thank you for helping us, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Fill, God, every area that was emptied out, fill with the power of your Holy Ghost. Fill, fill, fill. 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 Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. New strength. God is working on your ears. Your ear just popped open. Check it out. Test it. Your ear popped open. And move your head around. Your neck is free. Your shoulders and arms are free. Go! I bind up and destroy every bind and spell, every bind and spirit. Go! Take a big, nice breath. Breathe, breathe. You can breathe. You can breathe. Feel God. Thank you. On earth, God, as it is in heaven, feel. Feel. Feel, feel, feel. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Y'all ready to go to church?
Thank you.